제1회 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
One would think in this age that people would all be aware of the importance of voting. However, it's clear from recent voting records that this is not true. Last year, less than 50% of the population bothered to show up and vote in the local elections. This is an alarming statistic for the future of this country. If we, the public, want to see things change for the better, we should make our voices heard. One way to do just that is through showing up on election day and voting for the candidates that we want to represent us.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Are you okay, Justin? You look really tired.
Not just tired, but also annoyed and upset.
What happened? Was there a problem with your students again?
You guessed it. They don't pay attention in class and don't do their homework.
Kids at that age don't have much control. You have to change your teaching style.
I know that they are good students, and some show good skills, but...
Sometimes you want to stop teaching and leave the classroom?
Exactly. They make me really angry at times.
Nearly every teacher at one time thinks that way. Try doing different things in class, such as games or songs.
You're right. I need to be more flexible.
That's it, Justin.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Brian. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Have you talked to Grandma yet?
Not yet. I think she's taking a nap.
Where's your mom?
She's in the kitchen talking to your dad.
They're probably talking about all the fights they used to have when they were younger.
I know. I don't understand why it's so special. All brothers and sisters fight.
I know what you mean.
Well, let's go to the kitchen. I want to say hi to Aunt Sue. I've really missed her.
Yeah, my mom said she missed you, too.
Really? That's like my dad saying you're his favorite nephew.
4번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Miranda. Why do you look so happy today? You have good news or something?
That's right. I got promoted to a manager.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I finally got my own private office.
What does it look like?
I got a new desk. It's an L-shaped desk, and there's an armchair for the comfort.
Good. How about your computer?
Well, I got the newest model, but I still don't know how to connect it.
Don't worry. I'll connect it on my way home. What else do you have in your office?
There's a beautiful piece of picture on the wall.
That's so wonderful. Is there anything you need?
So many. But to begin with, I want a wastebasket.
Okay, I'll buy one as a present.
Thank you.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. It's me, Monica. How's my puppy?
He's fine. I took him for a walk in the park, and he's sleeping now.
Thanks for taking care of him. I'll be there to pick him up in an hour. I'm going to take him to the animal hospital.
Oh, I see. If you're busy, I can take him there for you.
No, I don't want to bother you anymore. You already helped me so much.
Don't worry about it. It's really no trouble.
Actually, I have to go to the post office and supermarket and take Tommy from kindergarten. If you can do it, that'll be great.
No worries. Anything I can do to help you would be my pleasure.
You are a good friend.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 팔을 다친 이유를 고르시오.
What happened to your arm, Dave? Did you fall down?
It's a long story. I was in an accident yesterday.
An accident? Why didn't you tell me?
I'll tell you now. I was driving back home yesterday, and suddenly something hit my car.
Oh my gosh! Did you see what it was?
No, I couldn't see what it was, but I just remember it was something huge.
Did the ambulance come?
I don't know. I must have fainted. All I remember is that when I woke up, I found myself lying on the floor of my bedroom with a pain in my arm.
Hold on. What? On your bedroom floor?
Turns out I was dreaming and fell off my bed.
That is so funny. So it was all a dream?
Yes.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
I spent most of my day yesterday shopping online for an electronic dictionary.
Really? Did you find anything you like?
To tell you the truth, I was quite disappointed with what most online companies were offering. The newest model was $500.
Wow, that's expensive for a dictionary. Why don't you just buy the paperback dictionary?
I thought about that. But they're quite inconvenient to carry around. I did, however, find two companies. The first is Campbell. Their dictionary is $500, and I can get a 10% discount if I have a GT bonus card, which I have. So that's a $50 saving. The other is the VIP5. They sell their dictionary for $580 with a 7% discount and a free paperback dictionary. I save roughly $40.
So, did you buy one?
Yes, I picked up the Campbell.
8번. 대화를 듣고 구입할 문에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
David, what kind of door do you want?
I don't know, but I don't like the door without any patterns. It's too simple.
You're right.
Which one do you like better? The one with a diamond pattern or the one with a checked pattern?
I think the one with a diamond pattern is better.
I agree. We need to choose another option, a sliding door or a hinged door.
A hinged door takes up a lot of space.
Then a sliding door will be better.
We also have to check the locks.
all of these doors seem to have strong locks on them, and all of them have the reasonable price. It's perfectly fit for our budget.
Okay, let's order it now.
9번. 튤립 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. Let me introduce a fantastic festival. It's Tulip Festival. Whether it's your first time to the Southern Highlands or you've lived here all your life, you will be surprised by the breathtaking beauty of this region during the festival. Over 100,000 tulips and 25,000 annuals are planted each year. Come and see some of Australia's most beautiful private gardens open to the public during the festival. This festival lasts from September 18th to October 1st, 2016. It includes free breakfast in the park, gala charity dinner, private garden talks and tours, street parade, etc. How much are the tickets? Adult, $8. Senior or student, $5. Groups of 20 or more, $4. Children under 12 years are free. Thank you very much.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 디지털 카메라를 고르시오.
Jack, what are you looking at?
Hi, Jane. I want to buy a new digital camera, so I am checking them out in this ad.
Why do you need a new one?
I'm going to travel around Europe for 1 month, so I want a brand new one.
Maybe I can help. What do you have in mind?
It should be over 6 megapixels and no more than $500.
What about LCD screen size?
2.5 inches or bigger. My old one had a very small screen, so it was hard to see the pictures.
Anything else?
I prefer optical zoom lens, not the typical 3x zoom, but the 4x zoom.
Oh, there's only one model you can choose.
Yes, that's the one.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, what happened to your face, John?
I cut myself when I shaved this morning. The cuts are really irritating.
Well, why did you grow a long, long beard?
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
She's really pretty, isn't she? Her skin looks so baby smooth.
Well, it's just that she puts lots of makeup on her face. Actually, natural beauty comes from within.
Ah, I can smell jealousy in the air. Am I right?
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Tina. What are you doing here?
Just relaxing and reading a book. Where are you going?
To the library.
Library? What for? The medium exam was over last week.
Didn't you hear the news?
What news?
Mr. Thompson, the science teacher, is giving pop quizzes in his class.
You are kidding, right?
No, I'm serious.
But I'm not prepared at all.
Neither am I. That's why I'm going to the library.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, it's me, Michael. Can I talk to you now?
Sure. I know why you want to talk to me.
Oh, did you know that already?
Yes. I heard you had a quarrel with Jenny, but I couldn't understand you.
Well, I just couldn't stand her yesterday. She doesn't respect my privacy, and she always has to know what I'm doing. She's my girlfriend, not my mom.
I see. But you guys love each other, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You're going to make up with her, aren't you?
As a matter of fact, I rang her several times last night, but she didn't receive it. So I left a text message, but she didn't call me back.
Oh, wait! Jenny and I went to the movies last night, so she couldn't answer your phone.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian has been saving up money to purchase a new computer. When he finally has the money, he looks into various ways to get the best deal possible. After a lot of research, he decides to order a used notebook computer from an online shopping mall. The total price comes out to be $650, including the shipping charge. He puts in the internet order and receives the computer the following day. He is extremely satisfied with the condition of the computer. The following month, Brian receives his credit card statement. Much to his surprise, he sees that he was charged $750 for the computer. He picks up his phone and calls the customer hotline for the online shopping mall. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hi, class. Today, I'll talk about interesting histories of some common foods we know. Do you know anything about them? First, potatoes were known as the devil's fruit because they're grown in the earth and have a dark, uneven skin. In addition, they contain a weak poison which can cause people to feel ill. However, today, potatoes are grown in at least 130 countries. Second, chocolate wasn't always enjoyed as a kind of candy. It was used at special events by important people, such as the rich and religious leaders. After the Spanish came to America, they took chocolate back to Spain, where it soon became popular. Also, the history of tomato was like that of chocolate. At first, people thought it would make them sick because it looked like a harmful plant. In addition, it sometimes caused lead poisoning. Lastly, sugar was first used by the people of New Guinea, and later it was brought to India, where people found out how to make it into the small, hard pieces we enjoy today.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 문제 17번. 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은?